And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Monday, day of travel for me, and we are going to spend the rest of the week in Washington, D.C., visiting with a lot of great folks, including the top John Doggett of the National Corn Growers. Going to be a lot of people from ag associations and lobbying folks who lobby on behalf of agriculture. A ton of great people. And we'll be at USDA for a day. We'll visit with EPA Administrator Michael Regan, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, and a lot of senators from farm states. All brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Growers and the North Dakota Ethanol Producers. So we tip our hat to them. And of course, we are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, for which we're happy to be every day. And from the North Dakota Corn Council, Communications Director Heidi Haugo joins us now for our Monday afternoon visit. Hello, Heidi.
Hello, Mick. Thanks for having me.
I was going to say howdy, Heidi, but it didn't sound right. But anyway, maybe it does. So, all right. Well, this has been a kind of a frustrating spring for a lot of farmers. Usually by this time of the year, all the farmers would be in the tractor cab listening to us talk about things the Corn Council is doing. But have you spent a little time visiting with the Corn Council members, and how are they doing?
Yeah, I think everybody's really itching to get out in the fields. But I think we got to remember that last year was actually an early spring. So it's not completely unheard of for it to take this long to get out in the field. So, you know, we needed a little moisture in western North Dakota, and when things dry out, they'll be ready to go.
Sometimes up here, that doesn't happen until Memorial Day. So I guess we just everybody take a deep breath, relax. We're not late yet. So
That's right.
Keep planning to stick corn seed in the ground. So, all righty.
That's right.
But when school is over around Memorial Day, one of the great events you got coming up this summer is Exploring Biotech and Biofuels, a workshop for science teachers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, when teachers aren't teaching, they're learning. And one of our four pillars at the North Dakota Corn Council is education. We're focused on research, education, promotion, and market development. So we're really excited to partner with some of our fellow commodity groups to help sponsor a program presented by educationprojects.org for science teachers in North Dakota and Minnesota. It's taking place June 16th and 17th in Fargo, and there is an online portion. And these folks can attend an Exploring Biotech and Biofuels workshop. And this two-day workshop will help participants to learn more about biofuels. They'll get to create and test biofuels, learn about plant science and pollination, examine GMO facts and myths, modern methods of plant breeding, and even get to work through a bioinformatics case study. So a really great opportunity for teachers who are looking to get more information about biotech.
So, and this is exclusively for science teachers, or can anybody attend?
It's for teachers of biology, chemistry, environmental science. It really explores scientific basis and consumer acceptance of biotechnology. So if a teacher feels like that's something that they're interested in, or that they might be interested in bringing that into their classrooms and they haven't before, then this is a really great fit for them.
Super. All right. Well, exploring biotechnology and biofuels. So I'm glad it's a lot more than you are going to help these teachers make alcohol. There's a lot of biotechnology involved there too.
Yeah, and that maybe sounds really high level, but teachers are going to come away understanding the impact of biotechnology and environmental issues and sustainability and nutrition around the world. So, you know, that could be considering, you know, ethanol and biofuels. It could be genetically modified crops and getting a better understanding of what that means for consumers. So it's kind of a broad spectrum, and teachers are going to be able to even have a dinner with farmers and industry professionals. They're going to come away with lessons that they can implement in their classroom. So it is really, really accessible for teachers.
And on social media, there are a lot of Well, we will affectionately call them myths, but there's a lot of flat-out lies out there. There is a lot of misconceptions that are being permeated. And will you address any of those?
Yeah, they do. They address a lot of those genetically modified myths that are out there. You know, some of these things about ethanol, for example, and biofuels that you hear from even mechanics, and you just don't realize that those are myths. Those are all going to be addressed. And then that, hopefully, you know, getting this into the classrooms through teachers is going to be able to extrapolate that down to students. Educationprojects.org has run the numbers for us, and with the amount of teachers that attend this workshop and the average number of students that they meet over the course of the next 7 years, they're expecting this to reach nearly 38,000 students in North Dakota. And from there, of course, they talk to their parents about it, they talk to their friends. So this is a really great way for us to be combating some of those myths like you talked about.
Yeah, all right. Well, and another example of check off dollars at work, right?
That's right, exactly. Yeah, we're really excited about this too, because teachers are going to get to have continued touch points. So once they go home from this workshop, they'll continue to have touch points with educationprojects.org and have additional ag-related curriculum sent their way. So just continuing to make contact point with those teachers in North Dakota.
Is this for teachers of like junior high and high school, or for elementary school teachers, or all of the above?
Great question. Yeah, because of the topics covered, these are for middle and high school teachers. So elementary teachers, this curriculum is a little bit too advanced for those elementary school students, but great place for me to plug too, that if those elementary school teachers are interested in ag curriculum, we do have a lot of opportunities for them if they visit NorthDakotaCornCouncil.org, ndcorncouncil.org. We have ag mags and coloring books and a lot of resources there, a virtual classroom even online. So if teachers are interested in materials, feel free to reach out to us or visit our website at ndcorncouncil.org.
Gotcha. But I would think that there's always going to be one or two or three who said all through their college life they wanted to be an elementary teacher. And when they got to start teaching fourth grade, they realized, you know, I want to be a junior high teacher or a high school teacher. And there'll be maybe some elementary school teachers who would benefit by this, as because their goal is to become a high school science teacher. This might work out for them. They could apply and be involved too, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. If that's something that's in your future goals, absolutely. We've had students or teachers from even the Gateway to Science Center in Bismarck attend in the past, because they're working with high school and middle school students through their STEM workshops and things like that. So you maybe don't even have to be an actual high school teacher, but if it's something that would fit into your career and you work with students who are interested in this type of curriculum, then definitely reach out and apply. We'd love to have you. We have 20 spots for folks in person. It's in Fargo at the NDSU Van S. Hall on June 16th and 17th. Or there are actually 30 virtual spots this year, and all 50 of those teachers in that cohort are, it's free for them to attend. The workshop is going to cover a $50 fee for professional development. You'll get 1.6 hours of continued education credits, and you'll go home with about $300 in supplies for classroom use. So really great opportunity.
Wow, I guess. Fantastic. Well, you had us at free. So, and everything else is a bonus. Pretty cool. All right. This is awesome. And again, exploring biotech and biofuels. And I tried to joke that you're going to, you know, help the teachers make alcohol, but biofuel technology has really come a long way. And the biofuels industry and the ethanol industry is, you know, so much more efficient. And the carbon capture that's happening, and the ethanol benefiting the atmosphere, the environment. All of these things are just things that need to be taught and permeated through society. And I guess there's no better way than starting with the kids.
Absolutely, yeah. And speaking of ethanol, you know, once these teachers are done making and testing their biofuels at this workshop, they are going to get to tour their own ethanol plant as well. So really bringing that full circle.
Excellent. All right. And I see there's also in the syllabus, there's methods of plant breeding, working through a bioinformatics case study. We don't have time to talk about that, thankfully. So anyway,
if that is of interest to you, then come to our workshop.
Gotcha. The best way for teachers interested to apply is?
They should visit educationprojects.org. That's projects plural, so they can sign up there. You can also find a link for it at ndcorncouncil.org. Like I said, there's room for 20 in-person and 30 virtual this year. I will be there as well, so I hope to see you guys. I'm really looking forward to this.
It will be great. Thank you. Communications Director for the North Dakota Corn Council, Heidi Haugo. Thank you for the visit. Have a great week.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And folks, the next time I talk to you, it'll be from Washington, D.C. Washington Watch, brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Growers and the North Dakota Ethanol Producers. This is Farm Talk.